This is, looks like there's a little sticks in it. Reminds me of the little things you buy in Thailand on the street, and the little fried things. But this is fruit. Who made this? One of my chefs, that's good. That's well, some days ago, I accidentally hit my mother in the face. Just relax, in this gathering you don't need any excuses. Accidentally. Boof, how did I hit you? How did that happen? Boof. You did a great favor for all, and you're getting hot now. Alex. Huh? Suddenly gets hot. That's how it is. Nothing serious. No broken nose or anything. I just moved my shoulder while she was behind me, and it hit her. Yeah, then in Kung Fu and Karate also, then the shoulder, the elbow is better. It's more power. What? This is not. Elbow is best. Boom. If you really want to do damage, use the elbow. When it happened, I had a flashback into my childhood. A feeling came that made me realize that my childhood was terrible. All the happy memories that I have are just 1%, the other 99% of fear covered up by a smiley face sticker. I know, Alex, and I'm very happy that you start seeing it. Because it took some time. You've been lingering around quite some time now. So it's good that this is coming up. And I'm here, that's one of my jobs, to take all these face stickers away, all these masks away. But it's impossible if you doesn't want it, if you haven't seen it. First you have to see it, no? Some people, they can hang around a long time, they don't know what they are doing here. You have to have a little wake-up call, and maybe this is what you needed. All the happy memories that I have are just 1%, the other 99% of fear covered up by smiley face stickers. When the accident happened with my mother, the smiley face sticker fell off and a big wave of anger and irritation came over me. I remember how she used to treat me, how she would fight with my father, and how unwanted I felt. Even though my shoulder hitting her face was an accident, I somehow feel that I wanted to hit her and that my unconscious wanting caused the accident. It feels like inside I haven't forgotten her for how she treated me. I know she wasn't aware at the time of what she was doing and that past is past, but no matter how much I forgive her, the anger and aggression towards her still exists. I have talked with her about this, but it is not as if it's a simple apology is going to make it all better. How can I heal this wound? Love, Alex. Alex, there is no easy way. And to be free, to be conscious, is a hard task. It's only for the very strong, courageous ones. So first, you have to feel if you really want to embark on this journey. Huh? Because now you've been standing by the shore, looking at the boat going, and Baba going out there in the wild ocean. Now, if you want to come, you have to be clear then. Because then you have to face all this. This is part of the program. This is what's happening here. You have to tear out all these stickers. And there is no easy way. And I always remind you, on almost every retreat, that all these cathartic meditations we have is to let go and release this kind of energy. Because everybody is sitting on a volcano. And you can play as meditative as you want, but you can't fool me. Huh? And it is possible to go beyond it without doing anything. I'm not saying that, but that is very, 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 very seldom that happens. So don't think that you are one of those. Because then it happens by itself. If you have so much merit from past lives, it is a possibility that you have worked so much that not much is needed. And just coming in contact with an enlightened one, this is triggered. Something is triggered deep in you. But then that side has to be very developed. Most people have to go through the whole cooking, washing machine, call it what you want. So it's good that you ask this question and start looking at yourself and how can I heal this wound? Because it's not nice to go around with wounds. Another way is all that is made of groups and therapy and psychotherapy and processes is all has to clean this unconscious side. All these wounds that you have. If the understanding is there, it can be done very easily. Otherwise, other groups will be very helpful for this kind of thing. Primal therapy. If you can do primal therapy, I would like everybody to do primal therapy. Anti-Fischer-Hoffmann process. So many good groups, powerful groups that goes and release these kind of wounds from your childhood, from your past. Hmm? That is what I call homework. And most people need it, and need it desperately. And where I come in, that is, you can only really be in tune with me if there is peace, if you have done your so-called homework. All this therapy, all those processes, all healing, all wounds is just preparation for satsang. Hmm? But many people come in satsang and they just sit there and they haven't started with their homework. Hmm? And in my energy, you will feel fine. But the test is always when you are alone and how you respond to different situations. So first, you have to have a ray of light to see where you are at. And be very truthful with yourself. No, a situation has come. And you cannot ignore it anymore. You cannot ignore this anger and this aggression, these wounds. So when you see something, then many things is possible. Because now you know the enemy. Huh? If you don't know the enemy, how can you win then? So first you have to find what is the disease, you have to find the enemy. So if anger is there, if aggression is there, then let it out. But please don't beat up your old mother or your father or your girlfriend or your boyfriend. No, that is not the way. That's why dynamic, gibberish, cathartic, be conscious, be responsible for what you feel. Very few people are that because they haven't seen where they are at. They don't take any responsibility how they feel. They just project that out in the outside and they blame others. I feel like this because of he did something to me, she did something, that situation. We should have a new government. I don't get enough money. I don't have a good enough house. My wife is not good. Oh, my wife is too good. Whatever it is. And I'm no good. Whatever it is always something. So all this you have to drop if you're going to start looking at yourself. First, you have to become aware of it. So that is good that this has happened. But my suggestion, if there is anger and frustration, which is what it is, you should really let it out. Because it's a heavy burden to carry any stuck emotions and feelings. And it's very easy. I make it so super easy for you. If you can't make it here, you cannot make it anywhere. You can have a big pillow or even a whole mattress if you really feel that you and think that this is my mother, this is my father, this is my jealous whatever, somebody, and you just get it out. Then you are starting to take responsibility. That is a much easier approach. One thing is for sure, you have to unburden yourself. You have to go beyond your mind, your feelings, your emotions to get peace. That you have to be very clear about. If you're very alert, if you're very evolve, then you can do that just in the meditation. Like the Zen people say, in one sitting, all my karma was burnt. And that is my own experience. But that one sitting came maybe after 25 years. That they don't say. They just say, in one sitting. All my karma was burned. I was free. Enlightenment happened. But what about the 25 years? The poor guy was sitting there struggling with his old mind. So be very careful to listen. That's why I'm telling you from all sides. So now start being responsible and release this anger, this frustration, this hatred, whatever you have. And that will give you more energy. And I will tell you one thing more. You need all the energy you can get to make it on this journey. No wishy-washy people can come. You need all the strength you can have. This is what a sannyasin is, one who starts taking responsibility for himself. You're not blaming anybody else. And you're not blaming, like you say, I know she wasn't aware at the time of what she was doing. You know that, but that is not enough. The mental understanding, the intellectual understanding is not enough. That's where everybody goes wrong. You know, but it doesn't help you. You are still screaming. You are still angry. You are still jealous. You are still frustrated. You are still in misery. You know, and you maybe even think you are a very wise man. But wise men are not angry or frustrated or full of hatred and jealousy. So you have to face yourself. The sannyasin is one who wants to start taking care of himself, clean himself. And if you want to do that, which maybe now is the time, the doors are open and the washing program is still on. God knows for how long. So be happy with that. Most people, they have a bad mother when they were little and they have a bad mother when they grow up. At least you have a good mother now. Be happy. And because of your mother, you are here. She's even giving you opportunity. So please don't beat her. She's a very sensitive woman now. But beat the mattress or kick the snow. No, it's perfect. You can kick, make your own path all the way to the top of the mountain. Just kick the snow. And I tell you, you will be so relaxed by the time you come down to the river. But just get it out and just say, this is for you, Mama, and this is for you, Papa, and I fuck you. They all say, you have to kill your parents. That doesn't mean you have to physically kill them. But all enlightened people are agreeing because it belongs to the past. It just means get them out of the system. You cannot be free before you get things from the past out of your system. It doesn't mean to be angry with them or not be nice with them or not to talk to them, but get it out of your system. Because what is more part of your past than your family, than your parents? That is your whole identity. So if this is that being understood, you can unburden yourself. Don't interfere in anybody's life. But if a spark of awareness, of seeing is coming into you, then you follow it. And you cannot be free before you have broken this old chain of family identification. That you are just a mother, you are just a daughter, you are just the son, you are just the father, you are just this, you are just the brother, you are just the sister. No, that has to go. You have to see the reality of it. You are alone and you are free. What you want to do with it? Are you going to stand up? Are you going to realize it? Or are you always going to be contained in a little box? And it doesn't matter if people understand or don't understand. If you understand, you can be freed. You are still, and I will promise you one thing, you will be much nicer with them afterwards. Because then you see. Otherwise, it's all this mask is playing nice. And all you want to do is hit them. When you have gotten out that frustration, all these wounds that is inside, then you can love them then. But you love them out of your freedom, not out of what you should. Not out of being a good son or a good daughter or a good mother. No, because you have felt it. You have cleansed yourself. Then you have something to give. But that is not easy. That's why everybody is carrying this mask. Everybody is doing this game. And nobody is standing up for it because nobody has the courage. Nobody has the clarity to stand up for the truth. So you play these games and you have this mask all the way to the grave. I have talked with her about this, but it's not as a simple apology is going to make it all better. And you don't need an apology if it's an accident. What do you need? An apology is something if you don't know the person, like somebody is on the subway, on the train, and they come into it, then they say, oh, excuse me. That is polite. You can do that to a stranger, and especially if he's a big black guy. You know? I know from myself, because I've been on the subway in New York City, and then even I say, well, excuse me, just to, you know. Awareness, you have to fit into the situation. But if you know somebody, and the more intimate they are, there is no need to say, excuse me, or to ask for apology. But because of this, that you really want to hit her, then you feel like you have to apologize. If there is love, which is almost gone from this world, but if people feel love, you know, I know that this person could never do any harm to me. If something happened, I don't need an apology. I know he or she loves me. But that is almost gone, so that's why people have to all the time say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And even though they want to hit you. It's a very strange world. Don't have any excuses, just see the situation as it is. And know it may be a little more difficult because you don't have this dynamic in all these things. That's why I'm saying it's so important that you do this when you do it, because when you have cleansed out all this frustration and hatred and wounds, then it's very easy, then it's a delight to sit. Meditation is not cheap. Meditation is to go into your own silent being. But if anything is there on the surface, it's very difficult. That's why I'm saying it doesn't come cheap. It's an uphill task. You can't fool yourself. Just like I said yesterday, I started, you may be sitting still, but it's cooking. Look now, it's cooking. But it's not needed. I don't want to just have like a Buddhist monastery here. That's why I allow everything, because human beings are more frustrated and more restless now than I ever have been. And that's why Osho created this kind because he saw the situation. And I have seen the situation. It's very difficult to go into silent meditation if you haven't unburdened yourself. One way is to unburden yourself, and the easiest is just to fall in tune with the beloved. That goes beyond all techniques. But we are not here, there yet. Anything else, Alex? No, you can scream, but don't scream at somebody, and don't disturb people. That is also, scream into the pillow. You should practice screaming, a very good therapy, screaming therapy, or anger to beat something. It's good to get out this energy. The body wants to respond to any emotion. When you are angry, you want to hit, no? When you feel frustrated, you want to scream. When you're feeling sad, you want to cry. But modern man has closed all the emotions. That's what the so-called civilized man is. He is not allowed to be human. It's okay to be like a robot. A robot doesn't cry. Robot doesn't scream. Robot doesn't go berserk. Robots doesn't dance. But human beings, they love this. But you have forgotten because you have been so contained, and everybody has. So you have to first see the situation and feel that I don't want this anymore. I want to be free. I want to be flexible. I don't want to be stiff. I don't want to be closed in. I want to scream. So the next thing then, don't scream suddenly now, for example. Be compassionate. Many old Buddhas are sitting here trying to just... And no, you can't even scream dynamic, yeah? But no, you get the knack of it. And scream in the pillow or in the car is very good, or any place where you don't disturb people. You should always be aware and compassionate about people. Don't disturb anybody. You are not here to disturb anybody. But take care of yourself at the same time. Find a big stick and hit the rock as much as you can and break 100 sticks and scream at the same time. Then you feel very good if you have anger. Be creative, no? I will give you any recipe you want. I know all the good medicines for any kind of these diseases. But you have to do it. That's the thing. You have to realize and you have to feel that you want to do it. I'm not saying that you should do anything, but if you have a disease, you want to be healed, then you can do many things. But whatever it is, don't disturb anybody else, and definitely don't disturb the Sangha. You have to take care of it. It's a fine line from repression and expression. Some people just repress things, and some people just express unconsciously. So it's a fine line. You shouldn't repress, but if you have been keeping much in, that's why all therapy is for, then you have to learn how to express in a safe environment where you don't hurt anybody else. So you release that kind of stuck energy. So you start getting fluid again. Then you will get more energy also because the energy starts moving. All this energy that has been used for keeping yourself tight. It starts moving. But remember, you shouldn't stop there. It's just to get the energy, freeing yourself. Then let the energy go higher. First you have to melt that frozen energy, then you can start allow it to go higher. That is the whole science with the Kundalini energy. Don't get stuck. There's nothing wrong with the first chakra, but don't get stuck there. Let it move. You have to know yourself and feel yourself and be true to yourself and having responsibility for yourself. This is what is happening here. And I see all these wounds have been healed. Just digest this, Alex. Let me come back, okay? No mention. It's always good sticking the head out, no? You see, you can be in any place, but you don't really know what is happening before you get involved. No? Sannyas is just a gesture that, no, I want to get involved, no, I want to listen, no, I want to grow, no, I want to be free. Huh? But before that happens, you have to realize that you're in a prison and then you want to be free, no? Beloved Baba, thank you very much for your soft, loving answer. For some reason, I rushed into that letter after some time away. If I had waited a bit into the retreat, it would have come out very different. Thank you for your infinite patience. With love, Dangam. I didn't answer that. That will come now. But you know you're all in the same boat. So if you are in tune, I answer you every day in different ways. So you have felt that. And it's good that you see that if you had waited, things will change. It's never good to rush into something. It reminds me of a great mystic, Gurdjieff. He was on the deathbed to his father. And he tells us that what he told him, which was with him his whole life, because when the father tells you something important on the deathbed, then you remember. And he was a small child. The father said that whatever disturbs you, whoever upsets you, makes you mad, angry, whatever is happening, don't rush in to answer, to do any action then. Wait at least 24 hours. And Gurdjieff said this helped him his whole life. Because the mind is so, it wants to react, it wants to respond. And many of you have seen that. And then you just get into trouble because it's not really the deeper side of yourself, it's just the mind. It's just the surface. And then you're just destroying for yourself. But you have to do it again and again till you see it. Yes, Sugandhi? Many people have been doing this, and then they see afterwards that, oh, I reacted so quickly. It wasn't aware. There was no trust. And then, thank you very much for your soft, loving answer. I always do it soft and loving. Only sometimes when I see you very, very hungry and you don't want to open your mouth, then maybe I try to open it. Because sometimes I see you are starving and you're screaming for food, but you don't want to open your mouth because your habit is to be so closed, so arrogant, so proud. So remember, if even sometimes it feels it is for your good, you say thank you very much for your infinite patience. That I have, because existence has patience. It's nothing it can do. Everything happens in its own time. Beloved Master, I feel a little bit lost. The old is gone and nothing has yet to come to take its place. I'm hanging in an empty space without really knowing where to go. But Thangam, this is maybe for the first time in your life. Something is really real. You are hanging in space. Everybody is hanging in space all the time. We are all hanging in space. And you think you're holding on to something. And you desperately want to hang on to something old is gone, you were holding on to. Now you're looking forward to hold on to something in the future. But you are hanging in space now. This is the real. You cannot hold on to anything. Whenever I'm alert, I'm not alert, my mind brings up images and ideas that makes me sad, angry, jealous, and resistant. It is amazing to realize that these thoughts have such a great pull on me, even though they cause me pain. It is as if a part of me feeds from these stories and cannot let go of them. That is the mind. The mind wants you to suffer. The mind is separation. Misery means that you're getting really involved in your little process. Harmony means that you're letting go of you. Then you are in tune with the whole. If you are you, how can you? You are trying, that is what the ego is trying to make the whole existence listen to it. No, the existence doesn't care about you. You have to fall in tune with existence. Then everything relaxes, then you are happy, then you trust, then you love, then you are at ease. But so this misery, this conflict, this anger, this jealousy, this resistance, this means that you are not in harmony with the whole. You are some kind of resistance. You are resisting the whole. That's what Buddha means, that life is the suffering. And the mind is the suffering. This resistance is the suffering. This arrogance, this fight is the suffering. So the first glimpse of insight comes when you see, this is painful. I want to be free. You are creating it yourself. You are creating your own world. But all of these ghosts, anger, jealousy, is blaming the outside. Something is making you angry, something is making you jealous, something is making you mad, something is making you suffering. No, it's not like that. Because whatever you get in this world is just temporary. The only thing that will make you happy is to accept, to find out who you are, that you are in tune, that you are in harmony. And to find that harmony, there can be no resistance. So the whole work is to let go more and more, so there's less and less resistance. You start accepting things as they are. Otherwise, you will always be separate and you will always suffer. And you will always be angry, and you will always be jealous. You will always complain. How can you win over the whole? Just see the fact, it's impossible. And you are suffering because you are fighting the whole. Things are happening. Should we accept it or not? If you don't accept it, then you are suffering, then you are in misery. If you accept it, then everything is beautiful. That is what I mean, get out of your own way. But you don't see before you see. I can talk, but you have to have your own experience of it. Just the other day, Anisha, where's Anisha? She was saying, she really saw what I meant by leaking. I always say, you just like a tea strainer, you leak out all your energy. That is how unconscious, you just leak out. If you start getting conscious, then you consciously see that I don't want to be like a tea strainer. I want to stop this leakage. All my valuable life energy is just going out unconsciously. So when you have this awareness, then you start stopping. And she said she heard me talking about it so much. No, first she really realized. You never know when you're going to see it, because that is a different seeing. You can understand it even intellectually, but when you feel it, when you see what you're doing in your own life, and you see, then there is already is finished then. Because seeing then is stopped. Understanding then it stops. If you haven't learned your lesson, then you have to leak more, suffer more, be angry more, be jealous more. You have to see that this is the mind that is just creating. And is that real? Is that real what the mind is saying, you know, or should you just drop listening to it? And what does this mind doing to you when you listen to it? You know, how does it make you feel? It makes you feel terrible. That's what, you have to go deeper than this thinking mind. Because in the mind you are always separate, and you will always suffer, you always have your problems, you always have your anger, you always have your jealousy. Before you have come deeper to accept that life is happening beautifully. Everything is being shaken inside of me, except for my determination to be with you. All I long for is to melt in your love and to serve this love. It is my only wish. If that is so, then nothing is a problem. Because all these other things, all other desires, all other dreams, it will, all this anger, jealousy, competition, judgments, it will follow in the footsteps of those desires, like shadows. It's bound to. Only one desire, this freedom, this commitment, this love, that is pure. If you have that, then no problem. Then whatever you have made up your mind, then you can go through it. Thank you for the opportunity to be at your feet, beloved, with much love and gratitude from your disciple. Yes, but then you also have to see a disciple, he listens, no? And this is very good that happened. And it is an opportunity to go deeper. And maybe this will really make you go deeper, because people are so asleep that they need some shocks. They need to be shook up to go deeper. Because you can just stay on the surface, everything is fine. But it's not real. You have to have some shock, some conflict to go deeper. To go beyond the conflicts. So first you have to see it. Otherwise you can sit there. I have seen so many. And then all this comes up, this anger, this jealousy. And people, they respond many times. They can kill when they feel these emotions. They can hit somebody. They can kill somebody. They can do every crazy things. And you have to become a master over yourself. Not to be a slave of this mind that is torturing you, that is putting you separate. You have to see it in a bigger picture. And then you understand. When you have a clear vision, then you understand. And then you see that this is all good. And it was a great opportunity for me to go deeper, to be more truthful, to become more real. Maybe it was hard, but it was nothing. It is nothing if you are really taking this chance. Just relax. Go deeper. You are much more than the mind, and only the mind can torture you like that. Because the mind can only live in conflict. And that's what you realized also. Just one satsang and I reminded you. Of something else, that something else is available. Go there. That's what the master is. You are a seed. You have to have the right water, watering, you know, otherwise it can dry out. And Buddha said, nothingness is nirvana. And you're saying you are hanging between the past is gone, the future is not there, and you are lost and you're desperately trying to hold on to something. Why don't you hang in the middle? It's nothing, it's nirvana, Buddha says. And get used to that, okay? Who are you going to listen to, the mine or the Buddha's? Well, what do we miss out? It's just what you needed, because the master has to shake you whatever way. And the strange thing is that he doesn't do anything, but things are happening. But everything is happening. He doesn't do anything. There's no doing involved. Doing, that is like ugly. I'm too lazy to do anything. Things are happening. So how, if you don't do anything, if things are happening, how can you, it's like, who are you going to blame then, you know? You have to fight existence because things are happening. It reminds me of another story. A Taoist story. Maybe it was old Chang Tzu. He was sleeping in a boat. He used to love to go in this little boat in the river and drift down the river, and then he fell asleep. And then, it must have been before he was enlightened. And then the boat went into a log that was drifting in the river. Boom! So he woke up, and he woke up angry. Who the fuck is banging into my boat, ready to fight? And then he saw it was a log. Then who is going to blame? Then he had a great insight, a great realization that this is just nonsense. It's the same thing. Who am I to get... He looks like a fool, like angry with that log drifting in the river. But this is how stupid it is. Why? It's just a waste of energy. Relax. Whatever is supposed to happen will happen. Of course, in the world of egos, you have a lot of things going on. But not in existence. Things are happening. It's different laws. So if you're still in the game of the ego, then you will suffer, then you will play games, then you have competition, then you will have anger, then you will have jealousy. But there's another thing. Things are beautiful happening without any doing. But that's in a different level. Then everything which is supposed to happen, it will happen. It has to happen. with or without your involvement. Invite the silence. Don't get involved in the passing clouds of the mind and emotions. You have a much, much bigger part of yourself just waiting to be explored, which is much more beautiful place to hang out. Aum Shanti.